Okay, today's Mishnah Berurah Yomi is Siman Reish Ayin Zayin, Sif Gimel. We are continuing with halachas relating to the blowing out of a candle. As we'll see, this is not really, this might have more to do with Hilchos Muksa than Hilchos Kibrei, but it relates to both and it has tremendous ramifications. Before we start, you need two very important hakdamos. One is to understand that there's, as you all know, there's a principle called basis ledavra aser. When you have muksa that was placed on a base that is supporting it, that base becomes batel to it and it becomes muksa as well. It becomes muksa from the beginning of Shabbos. If once it was there, beit hashmashos, it is muksa for the whole Shabbos, even if the muksa itself falls off. It is called basis ledavra aser. Another principle about basis ledavra aser you have to know is that it's only if the item that is on the basis, the muksa item, is more chashuv than a heter item that is on there. If there's a permissible item on that base and it's supporting it that is more chashuv, okay, exactly what is considered more chashuv, and now we'll get to Hilchos Muksa, we'll see. But if there's something more chashuv on it, then the base will not become muksa, and only the thing on it becomes muksa. Now, what happens if you have something on a base, on a basis, that is muksa, and the basis did not become muksa? So then you can tilt it off. How do you tilt it off? You're moving muksa. That's what's called tiltul min hatzad. Tiltul min hatzad is where you can move muksa. Right, if you're moving it in a way that is not normal, in a way that is backhanded, right? That's why if you see many people when they move off, when they take off crumbs from a table and take the back of a knife, and people will know, and they'll like move the crumbs off, that is what's called tiltul min hatzad. So too, on Shabbos, you can knock off muksa by moving a table if the table is not a basis. But if the table was a basis, you wouldn't be able to move the table because the table became muksa. That's one halacha. The other halacha that you have to know is the principle of those who've taken Hilchos Shabbos or taken Hilchos Shabbos know that the principle called psik resha. That normally we say if you do a halacha without kavana, we pass it like a rishimah, that's mutter. But what happens if the halacha is definitely going to happen, even though you don't have kavana for it? So let's say, for example, you're gonna knock a candle off the table. So if the candle might or might not go out, right? It's okay. You don't say suffix or might not go out, therefore suffix the rice l'chumra. It's totally okay because that's a davish and a miskave. You don't have kavana for the candle to go out. Your kavana is to get it off the table.
You knew it was gonna go out. Otherwise, you would have burnt your house.
No, if you know it's gonna go out, right? When you knock it down. No, it's in a lantern. It's gonna stay there on the floor. It might or may not go out. Okay? So then it's okay because it's davar shel miskave and it's mutter. But if you know for sure it's gonna go out, even though you don't have kavana for it to go out, the fact that you know for sure it's gonna, that's psik resha and yechayiv. It's aser. Okay? If it's going to go out quicker, that's also, because if it's for sure going to go out quicker, then it's a psik resha for sure of kibrei. Okay? So that, with that hakdama, we can now go on. Now, the only, what you have to realize is, something only becomes a basis if you forgot, you left something on, you forgot it on there, you didn't want to put it on, if you wanted to put it on there, and it's on that base, but if you forgot something on there, right, that will not make it a basis. It's only a basis if you put something on that item, okay, you dafka put it on there for Shabbos, then it makes it a basis. Okay? There are details to it, but that's what you have to know. Okay, let's go. Here we go. Shachach ner ala tavla. A guy goes ahead and he forgets. We should be able to really roll through this Mishnah Berurah today with this Hakdama. Shachach ner ala tavla. A guy goes ahead and he forgets before Shabbos. He forgets his nair on a tray, which would be an equivalent of our table today, according to many. Menayas at tavla, so you can go ahead and you can jiggle the tray, who no fell and it will fall off. Afilim who don't, even if the nair is lit, rak shelo yichamim lechaboso. Except your kavana cannot be to knock out the fire, okay? And obviously it's talking about where the fire will not for sure go out. Let's look at the Mishnah Berurah now. Shachach ner meba'od yom shalom idas. Now we're going to see, we're talking about a candle that's not an oil candle. We'll see why later on. Let's assume now it's like a wax candle, or a candle in a little vase that has wax in it, okay? And the guy left it meba'od yom shalom idas. He left it, okay, before Shabbos, without thinking about leaving it there, right? He left it on this tray without thinking about leaving it there for Shabbos. And even if he left it on the tabla b'kavana, he left it on the tray b'kavana, but his das was to take it off that tray before Shabbos. Okay, so there's two cases. One is he just put it in and he forgot, or the other is where he put it on the kavana on the tray, but his kavana doesn't take it off before Shabbos. Okay? So, the achakach shechecha osham, and then he forgot it there, who gam kim b'chlas shocheach. That's also considered shocheach. So therefore, it's a case where the tray does not become a busis, because he forgot it on there. He didn't put it on the tray for it to become a busis. Okay? Now you should know there are more details to becoming a busis, but don't worry about that right now. Or we get to busis double lesson. Yeah, very quickly.
Isn't it obvious to start from formal? Like, if you don't need the room, why are you able to do this?
Why, if you don't, you mean moving it?
Yeah.
Talking about that side, you mean?
Yeah.
What are you talking about?
Knocking it off.
Oh, yeah, it's talking about what you do need though.
Okay,
talking about what you need, yeah, of course. It's whenever you have a head there, fill them outside. If you, it's obvious because you need a table, you need a space on the table, or you need to put a new tablecloth on or something. Okay, you gimel ala tavla v'ru adin b'chol zeh v'zmanenu l'inyin ha'shulchan v'ameros. And this, okay, idea, okay, of a tray is not just a tray; it's also regarding our shulchan, our tables, bismarazeh that have the neros on it. You dalit minayer, so you could shake the tray, shake the table, as little Sonny, little Junior, okay, wants to jump ahead, okay, you can't do everything in the introduction. Kishitzarech la tavla, okay? It means if you need the tavla, if you need the tray, because it has to be tzarech, as he said, tzarech l'komo. And therefore, Tukl Minatzar of Mutzah is going to be Mutzah. V'yafa gav de'efshar she'yichba haner al yidei hanafila. And he says, and even though what? It's possible that the ner will blow out when it falls down. Afilu ha'achi mutter. It's going to be okay. Why? Because it's a davash ne'maskave d'lo ha'vi p'sik reshe. It's not a p'sik reshe. It's not a case where it's definitely going to happen. You know what p'sik reshe refers to? Cut off the head, secretion below yamas. You can't cut off the head and it's going to not die. Okay? The kaimalon, the davar she'im eskavin, mutter, and we paskin that davar she'im eskavin, if it's not a secretion, is totally mutter, and therefore you'd be allowed to shake the table, okay, assuming you need the table, the tray, and the candle fall off. The kasab imi'iri, the dafka imi'imimimaro benachas. The imi'iri says that dafka, if you do it, you know, lightly, that if shemate atavla, you tilt it a little bit, you bring it to the ground, the acher kach, and we do a little bit of a jiggle. The lav hachi hu psik reisha, because if you get a malachi on a big table and you just go boom, obviously the thing's going to crash and go out. The chen mashma b'maril v'avir el yaraba. Okay, now let's move right there to the Ramah. Back to the Ramah. Ramah. V'tov v'asos ayde eina yehudi. He said, it's still better to tilt it off with a guy. But makom sheyotzeh kol kach, if you don't need it so much. The question is why. So look what he says. Ayidei ena Yehudi. So he says, in that case, v'az afilu b'ner shel shemen shari. Then it's going to be okay, even with a ner shel shemen. Where by a ner shel shemen, it's always the psik reisha. Anyone know from yesterday? Why? Why was a Ner Shel Shem, and is it always going to be a Psik Reshe? Because the oil is going to move back and forth, and if the oil moves away from the wick, that's Kibui. Closer to the wick, that is going to be an Avia. But that would be, if that was going to be okay. The Mekom She'im Eskavim, Shari Ayidei Ein Yehudi, and Adana She'im Eskavim is going to be mutter with a guy, Afilu Hu what? Afilu Psik Reshe. Umashu B'Mahreh, Dim Ein Ein Yehudi Mezumen, you know that's also their cutting. And Mara says if there's no gay, you can do right away cutting. Because the pshat is that a psik reshe is mutter. The reason why we refer you to do it with a gay is because a psik reshe is mutter with a gay and a psik reshe is mutter with a cutting. But why is it preferable to do it with a gay even if it's not shel shemen, even if it's a wax candle? So as we're going to see, it's because it's kind of, they view this as a case of in between Gavish and Miskabe and Psik Reshe. It's kind of a Psik Reshe. Therefore, it's better to have a guy do it. Look what he says. And we should do a Tazayin. Okay? Revachi Ner Shal Shaiva, the Chayotzerbo. He says, and when is it going to be permissible for a Jew to do it? Okay? It's Dafka if it's a wax candle, because again, the Jew can only do it if it's a wax candle, because then it's not a psik reshe. You can have a gay do it if it's shemen, because it's psik reshe, and a gay can do psik reshe. But a Jew can't. Okay?
Does he have
to
do it, or can he just take it off
himself? No, the Jew?
Oh.
And the guy sure has to do it either tilter, because you may not have to do tilter, because a guy can do something, as you said yesterday, a guy can do something that's tilter minatzad, okay, regular, because since you could have done it with tilter minatzad, the guy can do it, okay, without tilter minatzad. Okay, hey, v'chayotzebo, o she'ilo b'yashem, because if that's your mer shashava v'chayotzebo, o she'ilo yeh b'yashemen, or there's no oil in it, because if there's no oil in it, right, the mer shashava is the wick, and obviously there's no shemen that's going to come through, there's no psik reshe. Aber in yesh b'yashemen, if it's shemen, if there is shemen, then it's impossible that it will not go the oil towards the psila, and it will come in, and it will be over mavir. Okay, and if you put this wat, this candle on the tray midas, and you have a basis, then it's esav v'maya. Then it's essence to even tilt it, even if it's a wax candle. Shana la tavla hi basis, because the tavla becomes a basis. What's a basis? Perish devil, and most of devil achar, something that holds something else up. Targum, the targum of the eskano, the word the eskano means supports. What's the targum of it? The yes besise, that's what basis of devil achar, something that supports something else. Right? The devil ha'asr. It becomes a basis of devil ha'asr. And then let's just finish it up before we get to the Mr. Brewers. When we come up on muta ligad b'tavla, you can still, once, even if the tray becomes the basis of devil ha'asr, you can touch the tray. You can touch a table. You just can't be matato muktzah. You can touch muktzah. You're not able to move muktzah. Hovel vein and matato on there. If you're not moving the mer, you're not moving the muktzah, you're okay. You can also touch a menorah in the shul. The menorah don't go to love, and the menorah is lighting on it. As long as you do not move the menorah. Let's go. We gotta move quickly here. Okay. Yud Tezayim. Oh Shalom. There's no shaman. No Shalom. The rakas rak. The only thing that's lighting is the psila. Rakapsila. Ukvar kaya Hashem, the shemen got used up. So then it'll be mutter to do with ayidei tiltzol. Eif shar, it's impossible shalei yikavena al psila. It's impossible that it won't come to the psila. But dafka b'nilil aminam du psik reshe. It's dafka if you tilt it, it's going to be a psik reshe. Aval tiltzol b'yam, if you move the tray, if you move the tray as a tavla, or a shulchan, a table, m'makom m'makom, from place to place, meaning it's a place where you need where the table is. And you want to move the whole table with the what? With the candle on it. You could do that also, as long as you need the mucker where you're moving away from. Okay? So you could move the whole table, even if you have a Marishal Shemin on there, because then, if you do it lightly, if you do it carefully, it won't be a problem. Okay? So that's what he says. So he says, V'dafka b'niya, niya amin andu p'sik reisha, v'atiltu b'yama as a tablet, if you start moving the tray or the shulchan, v'makom v'makom, shari, it's mutter, afilu muna chalav nesha shemen, why do they have p'sik reisha? V'dafka imin atatlo b'nachas, as long as he does it carefully, okay, yudchas, midas, hope everyone's with me, if you put the candle on the tray, right, on purpose, right, you make a basis. V'simam shintes yisbar sheyesh machlokes eimas nikras das. As a machlokes, when is something considered midas? When is something considered you put it on, and when is something considered like yishachach? Not midas. In ba'ir davka sheyamicha adas sheyeshem kol Shabbos, as it means you have das to have it on there the whole Shabbos, or a feel that the kminsas on the chud. Or is it only what? Or is it only if you had it, or would it be a basis even if you only had it in mind to be there in the beginning of Shabbos? We'll see what that means in a second. Okay, it means, does it become a basis only if you have in mind to be there for the whole Shabbos when you put it there? Or you have to have it, or even if you just have it in mind for it to be there for a couple of hours on Shabbos? You'll see, look at the case. The Yimei, HaNeres Shabbos Mahlikin HaShulchan, the Neres that we, this is the Chavetz Chaim talking, the Neres that we put on our Shulchan, Datenu Lit Lola Macha, Ideri Ani Yehudi. Our das is for a guy to go ahead and take it off the table the next day. We're dasing Yesh Omrim, HaMakilim Shabbos, and therefore based on the Yesh Omrim, the other opinion, that I'm makilim sham de'ena de'ena kimaniach, that view it not as a de'ena kimaniach. Why? Because if the das is for a guy to take it off the next by day on Shabbos, then if you go according to the opinion that says it's not going to be a basis, if you didn't have a mind for the whole day, it won't be a basis. The Lord asks the Ashulchan, be a map of basis, Lisa. And the Bach says the same thing, the Kasav Abach, the Nathan Ner Shal Shai Va'ochela Va'ashulchan. What happens if a Ner of wax or chelav fell on the table, the ain ain Yehudi or kata mizumelef, and there's no guy around, shari l'nabi atma, you could no doubt move it off, the makam pseida, samchinen ala makilim, right, and with his pseida, you could be maker, the lo mikri miniach, that it's not considered what? It's not considered miniach, it's not considered a basis, kevan sheyadaita l'salik l'machar. There is simply the pseudo, the table might get burnt. Obviously there's no concern of rot, there's no concern of satanas nefeshes here. So then you could be maker, even though according to one day it will be a basis, because you had in mind for it to be there until the middle of the day, okay? Since there are days that hold, but it's only a basis if you had in mind for it to be on the table the whole day, the makom pseudo you could be maker, the Bach says. Okay, let's move right to it. The Mayam Munach al Shulchan Meshmashos Gam Kikaros Ushar Dvarim. What happens if on the table there was bread, there was chayra shetzarech for Shabbos, that you need for Shabbos? So then, even if it was totally midaita, pshita behemrat chashuvim yosa minamor. Go back to our introduction. For sure, the chayras are more chashuv than what? Then the mer, the master's basis of the body, and the table becomes a basis to the chayes and not the mer. Commercial custom is similar to the subchas. The echi do basis to heter or iser. When something is a basis to a heter or iser, and the heter is choshev yoser, the bottom of gabay a heter becomes bottom to the heter. The shalom the kulei amen becomes mutter according to everybody to tilt it off. Then and if it's impossible to go ahead and toast it off, we should say that Davish Yavsit is a devil, how you do tell us on there the Makom Zet. But what's gonna happen is if you tilt it off, something's gonna burn or get ruined. Lashana Tata Ashulchan the Makom Acher, you can move the whole Shulchan to another place because there's no lot. There is no buses here, we will not have Shem and knock it off there. Then tzarech lemakom she'omer ha'shulchan, and if you need a place where the shulchan is lehoshiv shem, to put something there, Then again, Rosh Hashanah Tata al Shulchan, you can move the Shulchan, Vafilu Ba'ot Shaleos Tokos Alev, even if the nails are what? Are lit on there. Kevin Shalom Munach Alev Alechem, since the bread is on there, Atzorach the Shabbos, Lodas Atzorach the Yisr. And this is the famous, he says, Umizah Merveya HaMinag. This is where the minag comes. Shahanashim Nizhanos Litein Kika. Women put bread on the table at Tzorach the Shabbos al Shulchan. Call them Avakas HaMeros, so as the table will not become a rat, will not become a basis. Minag Mechon is a good minag. Because she admitted the talk of the Shulchan because she was Tzorach there, so you can be able to move it. All right, we have a little more left. We'll continue with this tomorrow, and we'll continue with Vayter. Okay.
How do you determine what's more
fashion? So when we get to the Hilchos Mitzvah, if you don't care, we'll see. But for sure, he says, he's going to talk later on, have the buses here, I mean, the mukzah here is only the flame. So therefore, the menorah is not the mukzah. So that's what he says later on. So therefore, for sure, so for, yes, we know the flame, that's how for sure is.